Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Pouring in messages and voice notes on 9880935935. 1st of July, let me reiterate, is the day when it's going to be absolutely mandatory for you to have an Aadhaar card, link it to your PAN card, which is your permanent account number. And with me on the phone lines is Harish Reddy. You are a graduate in Aadhaar, like you've taken an exam and cleared the Aadhaar card.
Yes, to get this license, right, to get this authorization, we need to write an exam. UID related exam. In that, we have the operators and supervisor. In that, I cleared the supervisor exam.
Superb. And you have enrolled 2 lakh people in Karnataka to get the Aadhaar card.
Exactly.
Congratulations, Harish. We have people listening right now. Can you tell me how many people might not be having their Aadhaar card in Bangalore? Do you have any statistics?
Out of 100%, 70% people are done. The mandatory means they need to enter as soon as possible. Later, they will not get any benefits from the central government.
Yes.
Now, GST is implementing, right?
Yes.
Once GST is implemented, this Aadhaar card is very much mandatory.
But Harish, tell me something. How easy is it to get the Aadhaar card? What are your most basic documents you need for people who don't have the card, the 30% of the population which doesn't have the Aadhaar card?
See, it's very easy to get Aadhaar card. See, you need to get the photo identification proof like PAN card, passport, driving license, credit card with photo.
Okay.
Photo credit card, photo debit card.
Hmm.
This all for the photo identification.
Okay.
For address proof.
Passport or driving license which has your permanent address on it, then it doubles up as a photo ID and an address proof.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
One more thing for date of birth authentication, you want the valid date of birth in Aadhaar card, you need to provide some supported documents like SSLC mask card, passport.
Okay. Major 3 documents are needed for the Aadhaar. One is photo ID, address proof and your date of birth proof, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, how does one get a slot to go get the Aadhaar card and give the details for the Aadhaar card?
So, the most of people are done with this Aadhaar card. You can easily visit nearest center.
Which center do they have to visit?
The Aadhaar enrollment centers. It will be located in every places in Karnataka. And if you want, in Bengaluru one also, it's available.
Okay, Bangalore one center then.
Bangalore one. It's in a center from the Karnataka government.
Okay. So once you have these 3 documents ready, you go to your Bangalore one center. Over there, you have to give your fingerprints, your eye scan,
details. Yeah. You need to take biometrics and the demographic data should be given.
Okay.
Then they're going to issue.
How many days does it take till the Aadhaar card gets issued?
If you provide the valid documents, it will be generated within 7 working days.
Excellent. And this card will have to be collected from the same center or will it get delivered to the house?
No. It will be couriered or it will be come through by speed post. If you want, if you have any emergency, you can log into UID site. You can get the e-Aadhaar instantly.
E-Aadhaar. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there are some questions that came up.
Hi, Disha. Good morning. I would like to know how to get an Aadhaar card for the kids because that's also has been made compulsory in the schools.
See, for students, if the age is 1 to 4 years, those people don't have that biometric and they need to provide their parent Aadhaar card. You need to take the kid to that nearest Aadhaar center. They will take the kid photo and they are going to have the supported document of their parent. The parent should have the Aadhaar card must. Then only the kid will receive that Aadhaar card.
4 years and above, it is the regular procedure.
Same, right.
Correct. Okay. Is there a certain charge like, if you go to certain centers, people are taking 200-300 rupees to get the Aadhaar card done?
Last week, I visited Chirag Cyber Cafe in Yamalur near Marathalli, but the center told me that they will charge 200 rupees per enrollment, which I feel is not the right thing to do.
No. They should not pay the money for the new enrollment. Okay. If they're going for new enrollment, they are not going to pay single rupee. They will get from the government of India. If they want to do any corrections, for example, some people don't have the active mobile number linked to the Aadhaar. So then they need to pay 25 rupees to update that address. For corrections, they need to pay 25 rupees. For new enrollment, they should not pay any amount. If anyone asks the amount, they can call 1947, toll-free number.
1947 for all the Aadhaar related details.
Aadhaar related details. If anyone demanding money, they can call to 1947. They can complain there. But then they will take the necessary action.
If it's hard for you to remember the number, it's the same year we got our independence. 1947. That's the number. 1947 Aadhaar related queries. Morning number one, pe, Disha, Disha.
Morning number one, pe, Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.